Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by The Future Party. Get your daily entertainment, business, and culture rundowns before anyone else. The Future Party newsletter sifts through the chaos of the web to bring you trends that drive the future, all in a quick and witty package. Go to futureparty.com to subscribe right now. We are also sponsored by When Magic Happens from WBEZ. It's a new podcast show that brings hosts Taylor, Jennifer, and Cheryl together to tackle the big and little cultural questions as Black women of different generations and perspectives. When Magic Happens is your not-so-secret group chat, a space to laugh, cry, and share with Black women of all ages. New episodes drop weekly. Find it by searching for When Magic Happens on your favorite listening app. Hi, Devin Andrade here, back for another week to guest host at Feedback with Earbuds. Ariel is out this week, traveling the world, talking to podcast people, so I'm here with your podcast recommendations. But don't worry, she'll be back in your feed very soon. Who am I and what do I do in podcasting? Well, if you listened to the previous episode, you'd know that, wouldn't you? But just in case you're new here or you want a refresher, I got you. I'll tell you all about the podcasty things I'm up to towards the end of today's episode. I promise. For now, just know that I'm a podcast-obsessed newsletter writer and podcast growth enthusiast. But before we get into this week's show, let's review last week's recommendations. We covered self-growth podcasts that have a sense of humor. The curator was Amber Ritchie, and her theme was called Comedic Wellness. We listened to her podcast, Checking In, a Self-Help Book Club. We also listened to Self-Helpless and How to Be Fine. Then we closed it out with the shows You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes and the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. If you like self-help podcasts but want a little laugh too, these are the podcasts for you. And these episodes will be linked in the show notes. This week, our theme is Changing Your Tech Point of View. The curator is Tom Merritt, co-host of Daily Tech News Show. His episode recommendations share unique perspectives on tech and will help expand your knowledge on what's going on in tech. In a bit, we'll hear directly from Tom. We'll learn about the podcast episodes he chose and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Trailer Park, the Podcast Trailer Podcast. It's a podcast all about podcast trailers, and the creator is someone you know very well. After the spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news for you before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here's Tom with more about this week's theme, Changing Your Tech Point of View. Hit the tape.
Hi there. My name is Tom Merritt. I'm the co-host and co-producer of Daily Tech News Show. I've been podcasting since 2005. I do a bunch of other shows, mostly about technology or how technology intersects with culture. And one thing I try to do to be a better host and analyst of technology is access viewpoints outside my own. So I chose the theme of Change Your Tech Point of View. As somebody who covers technology, it's important for me to hear other perspectives, not just so I understand how different people's experiences inform how they think about tech, but also to challenge my own. I want people who I don't agree with all the time so that I can understand why they think differently from me and get a fuller understanding of why I think the way I do. Sometimes that means I change my opinion, sometimes it doesn't, but I always end up understanding more about how I use technology, how I view technology, how technology fits in my life, how technology fits in other people's lives. So the shows that I picked here really help me, and I think they'll help you get a wider view on what's going on in the fast-moving and very complex world of technology these days without just playing on your outrage. The first episode I picked is The Tech John, J-A-W-N. It is Philadelphia slang, Philly slang, if you're familiar. Tech executives Rob Dunwood and Terrence Gaines are joined by tech journalist superstar Stephanie Humphrey, and they started the show so that they could talk about tech as Black Americans without having to code switch. It's a discussion you're not likely to hear on other podcasts. There are not many doing this at all, and these folks are really good at it. I disagree with them a lot of times, but it's always informative, and they always have very good reasons for why they're thinking the way they're thinking. It's really informative. It's really fun. They have great interviews, so I hope you'll give that one a listen. My second pick is Text Message. That's T-E-C-H apostrophe S. Get it? This one helps me get away from my U.S.-centric point of view. I live in the United States. I can't help but have a U.S.-centric point of view. It's where I am. So I get a great reset from longtime journalists Nate Langson, who's worked at Bloomberg and Wired and CNET, and Ian Morris, who also worked at CNET and Tom's Guide and Gizmodo. And they cover the tech news of the week that touches their lives in the UK. They are very well informed. They're very irreverent and occasionally hilarious. And they like to get into nostalgia for things in British tech, some of which I may know of, some of which I don't. So it opens a whole new world. The third pick is Nosillacast, N-O-S-I-L-L-A-C-A-S-T. This one has been going on since almost the dawn of podcasting. Allison Sheridan is a former, well, I guess she's still an engineer, but she is a retired engineer, has been discussing her life with tech with an ever so slight Apple bias. The former aerospace engineer, there we go, brings weekly looks at tweaks and tricks to make your computing life better. And she has a heck of a community. She calls them the castaways, who not only write into the show and she reads their emails and provide insights from their own lives, but sometimes even call in, leave voicemails, record whole segments for her. Plus, she gets regular updates in security from an Irish computer engineer named Bart Bouchatz. It is an excellent point of view that you will, I almost guarantee you, will not find anywhere else. My fourth episode pick is called Barbecue and Tech, BBQ and Tech. This show will leave you hungry. Chris Ashley and Rod Simmons are tech execs by day and meat smokers anytime. So you'll get gear, you'll get gadgets, you'll get tips, but you'll also get cooking information, ways to do cooking, not even just meat. They did a whole episode recently on vegan and vegetarian barbecue. If you want to make sure that rack of ribs or brisket or tofu comes out just the way you want it, get Barbecue and Tech. It's a nuanced look at technology, I guess, from a specific point of view. But because it's focused on food, it really shines a light on tech in a way that I don't find in other ways of looking at it. My last pick, the fifth pick, is Snob OS. AI developer Nika Monford and journalist Terrence Gaines used to just talk about Apple in front of their family. And so Terrence's wife made them start a show. These two folks are a joy to listen to. They're so fun to keep up with. You get Apple news, but if you're like, I don't need just Apple news, they do non-Apple news. They do a segment called For the Culture that brings their tech perspective to what's happening in the Black community and beyond. It is a fun way to be a fly on the wall with two really smart friends talking about tech. If you listen to all these shows, I think, or at least I hope, that you're going to come away with a better understanding of technology, with multiple viewpoints on the issues and the controversies of the day and how people think about those. So I really hope you give all of them at least a sample. If you'd like to hear my perspective and that of my co-hosts, be sure to give us a listen at dailytechnewsshow.com as well. You can find everything I do at tommerritt.com. Thank you.
Thank you to Tom for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Tom's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter next time it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of the website. This week, we're spotlighting Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast. And it's a podcast from our very own Ariel Nissenblatt. Here is a bit about the show. Welcome to the park. Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, is a podcast that showcases podcast trailers. Whether those trailers never became fully realized podcasts, were made as creative proof, are part of a larger body of work, or were created just for fun, they're all welcome at the park. On each episode, hosts Ariel Nissenblatt and Tom Villegas will hit play on a podcast trailer. We'll then hear from the creator of that trailer. The show is meant to help you find your next favorite podcast and to help creators master the art of the audio teaser. Learn more about the show, listen, and even submit your own audio by going to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. Let's get to the fiction podcast pairing brought to us by Realm Media. This week's list of podcast recommendations pairs well with Spark Hunter. Here's a bit about the show. When the world's most advanced AI evolves past the limits of human intelligence, the U.S. government fears she's gone rogue. Now, over dinner with her maker, a final meal will determine if she represents a new hope for the world or its destruction. With sharpshooters in position and the NSA listening to their every word, her maker must determine if she's a threat to herself or others as he tries to protect his masterpiece. For she is a machine with an evolving consciousness designed to explore the nature of human ethics while on the most universal of quests, to find her purpose in the world. Find and follow Spark Hunter wherever you listen to podcasts. Next up, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First, read about 10 women in podcasting you need to hear from via Podcast Marketing Magic, including marketing advice from Katie Lohr of Pod the North, Valentina Kaladina at CastBox, Veronica Montez at Frequency Media, and more. Next up, sister. Natalie and Caitlin are those kind of sisters. They dress up in matching outfits, they sing duets, they hold hands walking down the street. Their relationship is put to the test when they decide to work together on a new series called Sisters for the Heart podcast. You may be familiar with Caitlin's work on The Heart before. She's back with another series now, and we think you should check it out. Next, Men in Blazers. The soccer media company will announce a major expansion ahead of this year's Women's World Cup and the 2026 Men's World Cup, which will be in the U.S. More information on their expansion will be linked in the show notes. And before we go, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, Earbuds features a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. This week, we've got stories on Radio Days Europe in Prague. Hint, hint, this is where Ariel has been hanging out. NPR layoffs and podcast listening habits in South Korea. Read all of these stories at podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. So, like I promised at the top of the show, here's a little bit more about me. I'm Devin Andrade. I work at Tink Media, helping podcasts grow, reach new audiences, and generally supporting podcasters any way I can. As part of that, I also help with Podcast Marketing Magic, which we mentioned earlier in the show, and it's actually a newsletter from Tink with all of the marketing goods a podcaster could need. And since I truly can't stop thinking about podcasts, I also write a podcast recommendation newsletter called Podstack. Above all else, the thing I am most excited about right now is Adopt a Listener Month, which is a new initiative we started at Tink to encourage podcast lovers to help their non-podcast listening friends find some shows they might like. It's all in service of growing our industry and bringing more listeners to the space. Podcast recommendations are like a love language to me, so finding the right one for a friend is always the best feeling, and Adopt a Listener is all about that. You can learn more about it at tinkmedia.co/adopt. And that's it for Feedback with Earbuds this week. Thank you so much for listening, and happy podcast listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.
Hello, my name is Jessica Kupferman. I am the CEO and co-founder of She Podcast, and I would like to take your time for just a moment to talk to you about She Podcast Live. She Podcast Live is an in-person gathering, the largest, in fact, of women and non-binary audio creators, storytellers, podcasters, and more. It is happening this June 19th through the 22nd at the MGM National Harbor in Washington, D.C. So if you are someone who's passionate about podcasting, but you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all the different choices you have for where to learn, or maybe you're seasoned and you want to take your skills or your podcast to the next level, She Podcast Live is going to be the conference for you, and it's one you're definitely not going to want to miss. It is 3 days of inspiration, education, network, and community with people from around the world, and this is your opportunity to accomplish your podcasting goals, conquer your fears, build lifelong relationships that will take your podcasting journey to the next level. The vibe is very intentional. Everyone talks to everyone. Everyone feels supported, relaxed, connected, engaged, involved. And we want you there. In fact, we need you there. We need your expertise, your experience, your opinions, and your smiling face. So please join us, shepodcastlive.com, shepodcastlive.com. We will see you there.